Hello and welcome back to my podcast, and today I'll talk about the album Gold Move by Lute. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this podcast. Okay, let's get to it. Right, so the topic is Lute's long-awaited album Gold Move has significant details you should know. Lute's new album Gold Move is his second studio album. Dreamfire Records and Interscope Records put out the album on October 4, 2021. What further makes it interesting is the significance of the title of the album. As stated by Wikipedia, the album's title, Gold Move, refers to Lute's alter ego. In the song, Under the Sun, he first revealed his identity. In a 2019 interview with XXL, Lute discussed his current projects, saying, I quote, I'm working on three different projects right now. I got some shit for the hip-hop niggas, some shit for niggas that wanna hear me on upbeat type shit, and then I got some shit that's completely left field that I just want to experiment with. I'm just trying to experiment with music because I don't want to be put in the box. I don't want to be just a hip-hop artist. Niggas know I can spit, but at the same time, I want to make music that got replay value. Lute had said that he doesn't want to be just a hip-hop artist. Instead, he wants to experiment with his music. This is significant because in the album, you see him exploring different sounds that are more than just hip-hop, but sort of has neo-soul or R&B into it, and also maybe some jazz to it. What makes this album significant? Before Lute released the album, he had released a mini-series titled Gold Move Chronicles. Alexander Hall directed and edited the film series where Lute plays the titular Gold Move. In the first episode, he takes on a Bob Ross-like role, calling him Lute Ross, complete with PBS-style educational editing. It begins out charming before turning into something a little more formal, emphasizing the young rapper's charisma. This was stated by Joe Price, 2020, on Complex News website. Therefore, the significance behind the series could be that Lute was indirectly announcing his debut album, Gold Move. Therefore, it highlights the significance he wanted to share with his listeners. Of course, the significance behind the album is mainly found in the track list itself. This includes number 1, 100, number 2, Getting Every Dollar, number 3, Myself featuring Devin, number 4, Be Okay, number 5, Eye to Eye featuring Kaz, number 6, Changes featuring BJ the Chicago Kid, number 7, Ghetto Love featuring Black Soul and Ari Lennox, number 8, Amen featuring Little Brother, number 9, Birdsong featuring J.I.D. and Saba, number 10, Flossing featuring West Side Boogie, number 11, Life, number 12, Overnight, and number 13, Crashing. I'll only mention some of the tracks in the album. The track 100. The track starts off with a deep bass guitar playing in the background. Lute starts rapping, which is a bit fast-paced. The beat stays consistent with a mixture of drums and a bit of piano. There also seems to be a crowd singing in the background, which could be female vocals. Then, around the end, the beats get slower as he raps his lyrics. A trumpet plays at the end. From the title itself, it seems Lute is keeping everything 100 in terms of him perfecting his craft and not let anything discourage him. This is shown in the lyrics.
The numbers stuck on the couch with these summers. I can't aware of myself. I gotta keep that shit humble. I gotta keep it 100. I gotta keep it 100. Let's keep deep into Virgil's, been ducking some hurdles, but I gotta keep it 100. Don't really care about the numbers, stepped on the couch with these summers. I get in the way of myself, I gotta keep that shit humble. I gotta keep it 100, I gotta keep it 100. Let's keep it to Virgil's, been ducking some hurdles, but I gotta keep it 100. Times change, people change, you don't go.
The first track gives what the audience should expect from the rest of the album. It has that chilled vibe. He talks about perfecting his craft and not let anything discourage him. He doesn't care about the numbers, he is still learning as an artist. Personally, I like this concept, so I don't have any complaints. So, moving on. Getting every dollar. Okay. Lute had released the music video on 4 February 2020. In terms of the music itself, there seems to be a consistent bass background playing in the background as Lute starts rapping. The song is about Lute celebrating his success in the rap game. At the end of the music video, a trumpet plays with a flute. For more details, make sure to read this music review about Getting Every Dollar in my book, Dream the Music Label, found on Wattpad, Bellatrisca, and Any Stories. So, moving on. Myself featuring Devin. The song seems to talk about fake people who are not always as they seem. At the beginning of the music video, the music seems soothing. Then after some time, drums play in the background as Lute starts rapping, saying,
I'm not an introvert, I really just don't fuck with niggas. So to myself, nowadays it's really hard to read intentions. Funny how people who act distant say you acting different. Trust me, if I don't fuck with you, I keep it consistent. Life's a challenge, so for balance, had to right some wrongs.
The visuals are also on point. For instance, there is a lighter chandelier in a dark room. The beat stays consistent. Afterwards, Devin then sings with soothing vocals, saying,
niggas that'll come for your head. Way too much going on. Do not disturb on my phone. Where I lay my head don't feel like home. And niggas wonder why I be in my zone. Way too much going on. Do not disturb on my phone. Where I lay my head don't feel like home. And niggas wonder why I be in my zone. Lay my head down and I pray to the.
It clearly shows that it's talking about fake people. What is really significant in the music video is that Lute is writing something in a notebook. It could be writing his thoughts or writing his lyrics. The music video is also intriguing to watch, so you better watch it, okay? Okay. Be okay. This is one of the most significant tracks in the album because Lute talks about his anxiety. A deep bass piano seems to start playing in the background. More of it seems a woman is singing with low vocals. Then the beat gets higher with a man's backing vocals. The other vocals are soothing. In the end, Lute starts singing, which makes it unique and probably shows his vulnerable side. Moreover, it is linked to one of his documentaries. Dream Verekas published a video titled Lute Presents Gold Mouth Chronicles Anxiousness on June 22, 2020, in which Lute discussed his anxiety. In Los Angeles, California, the interview took place. He said he couldn't write music for a month because of his nervousness. He was adamant about not hearing the word music. His anxiety has a significant impact on how he moves. For more details, I would highly suggest you listen to the track. And the other link, you have to find it in my book, Dream for Music Label, found on Wattpad, Bellatrisca, and Any Stories. So yeah, next. Life. The music video was released on 6 July 2020. The beat is upbeat with a bass line. Drums and violins play in the background as well. Lastly, in the chorus, I hear a woman's backing vocals. The beat stays consistent. For more details, again, go and search my book, Dream V Music Label, found on Wattpad, Bellatrisca, and any stories. So yeah, next. Overall, I loved the concept of the album. It introduced Lute as a lyrically gifted artist. The vocals, the production, and a bit of neo-soul, R&B, and jazz were perfect. My only disappointment is that on the track Ghetto Love, I was expecting Ari Lennox sing and not just her backing vocals. Nonetheless, the album is interesting. Therefore, I would rate the album around 8.5 out of 10. So yeah, that's the end of my podcast. Thank you for listening. Oh, and I recommend you listen to the album, especially the track Changes. So thank you, and I'll see you next time. Bye.